Do you wake up each morning brimming with excitement, overjoyed to begin a new day? Does your work satisfy and fulfill you? Are your relationships healthy and supportive? Does your lifestyle support your dream version of you? And finally, are you happy? Join Maya Voce, mystic warrior and energy goddess, as she takes you on a journey through the amazing world of energy. Harness the infinite powers of the universe and allow your real light to shine through. Anything can be yours. You only just have to believe.
And hello, 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 beautiful ones. This is Maya Voce, and I am your host and guide to the Power of Five here on Om Times Radio. And it is just a lovely, beautiful day here on Volcano on the big island of Hawaii. And there's a gentle breeze, just enough. I couldn't be outside. I thought, oh, okay, because you never know up here. A gentle breeze turns into just this massive rainstorm as we are in the rainforest. So I am sheltered, just looking outside at this beautiful day and the birds singing and hoping that where you are is just as gorgeous, sending you much aloha from this beautiful island. So I must share with you that we will, of course, be talking about energy today because that's what we talk about here in this sacred circle. But we do not have fun facts for kids because my little one, and you think this would have made the morning easier, as it is morning here coming right now, just a few moments after 10. You'd think it would make it easier to not have the child here now. And by the way, she was so just, mommy, I've got this all like, in my mind, I've got my fun facts. Let's pre-record it and you can play it. But my headspace was not there. So we sadly don't have fun facts for kids today, but we are going to do some recording. I thought that was just a really great suggestion, but just not today. But anyway, you would think that not having the immediate distraction of a child jumping around and always just, there's something they need. But then there's the pre. So she's going off. I'll just share with you. There's a little sewing camp. It's all, distance and just a few kids. And I thought this is great activity. And she does enjoy sewing. That is something she's been gifted with, not me. No clue about any of that stuff, but she is gifted with it. And I thought another mom brought it to my attention. That's lovely. She can spend the morning sewing with, another little girl her age. I didn't think what they were actually doing because to me, sewing is big enough. then I heard, okay, so they're making masks for the sewing project. And I went into this weird space that, again, like every once in a while, it does just smack you in the face again, doesn't it? About this world that we find ourselves in that is oh so different from 3-4 months ago. But that's what they're doing. They're sewing masks, and she picked out some fun material. And of course, they'll be needing them for the school year as it's all going forward, for August. We start in August here. So that's what she's doing this morning. So hopefully she's enjoying it. And anyway, she's not dancing around. You would think that would be, keep me focused. But of course, there's a dog that's begging for attention. So there's always just something, right? But let's get to energy. I feel like I start every Tuesday with this, there's so much going on. Almost to joke that I should just change the name of the show to, my goodness, there's so much going on energetically. Because it just hits me. I connect it to universal energies. Of course, I share this with you in this space. And there's just so many layers. But no, we're not going to change the name of the show. It is Power of Five. And if you've ever wondered why it is called Power of Five, please do visit my website at mayafivevoce.com, where I've written out kind of my journey with the number five. And to keep things simple, as we do here, remember, humans overcomplicate everything, like to keep things simple and in a nutshell here. Five is about transformation. That's the spoiler alert. There's more to it on the website. It's been years and years and years for me of this number popping up. And for years and years, had no clue what it was referring to or why I was seeing it in certain combinations and the such as happens to many of us. But have finally figured out that at least one layer, it's about transformation. So that's what we deal with in this hour, is about transformation. And I would just add this little kernel that, of course, when I was doing thinking and planning for having this space with you, there was no pandemic then. There was no world transformation. I was just referring to, you know, my own personal journey and, you know, guiding you on your personal journey of transformation. Goodness, did I know the whole world was going into transformation. And that is part and parcel of what we'll be talking about today as soon as I get to the energy snapshot. And of course, all this month, we've been talking about abundance. Really, we've been talking about energy, right? And bringing that energy into alignment so that you can invite abundance. And we've been talking about language. And last week, we ended up with, you know, rewriting your whole story. And we're going to touch on that today. But really, what I want to share with you is I had such a dynamic, amazing week last week with this World Unity Week, which I knew nothing about Monday morning. And then a series of just, you know, these synchronicities. A friend of mine I've known in Australia connected with someone on the Big Island who wasn't here anymore and was looking for people to participate in ceremony for Water Day, which was last Wednesday, World Unity Water Day. And it just brought me in to this amazing platform with amazing people. So as soon as I was sucked in, I was sucked in. So I spent pretty much all day Thursday, Friday, Saturday online, much to my daughter's chagrin. You know, I said, this is really important, not just for me, but for us, because these were movers and shakers and people really speaking my language, you know, of energy and universal themes. So I thought it's really important to bring into this space. I'm not bringing all 8 days in. We would be here for 8 days. There was so much going on at once. And technology just always amazes me still that we can bring, you know, this whole conferencing. They called it a convergence. So again, we're seeing this dynamic shift in language. Love it. But hundreds of people from all around the world brought into this, you know, this space online. And I do miss going to an old-fashioned conference. I do enjoy them. That was part of my career. I just like the connection. But, you know, it worked this way as well. Made some really great connections. And energy is energy. Remember, there's no such thing as time and space. So when you connect energetically to another human body, it doesn't matter if they're online or, you know, where they are. Don't have to be in front of you. So it was just a dynamic, transformative week with lots of portals opening. So I would like to share with you some themes from that whole week and inspire you as well. And lots is cooking because of that. So balls are just moving and moving and moving. Okay, so let's talk about energy, shall we? Well, where to start? We've had, you know, five planets either in or going into retro. We now have Venus, who has finished her journey. She's back in the morning sky. But we are dead set in the center of Mercury retro, which last week I was saying initially didn't feel like a typical Mercury retro. And just to quickly recap, you know, Mercury retro it usually lasts about 3 weeks, a couple cycles each year. And the purpose of it is really to stop. It's like this mini reset. So the energy does feel like it's stopped. To me, it just feels like you're stuck in mud. Nothing's moving forward. And, you know, to an Aries like myself, that's really frustrating because you want to move things forward. And I sometimes have to catch myself. I go, okay, it's just Mercury retro. It's not you. It's not, you know, don't force it. It's all just going to flow. You just have to wait. You know, it is a time of introspection. But this Mercury is just a bit different, right? Because we have so many other influences. What it was feeling to me last week, presenting as, you know, this portal of energy opening and this wave of energy being swept at us. And I'll fine tune that with today. You know, you think of a dig, right? And you've got this little sifter and you're looking for your bones and your stones and, you know, the little dirt is going through the little sifter. And what you're left with is the thing that you want, hopefully, I guess. I actually took a one semester in school of anthropology and archaeology, and that was it because I realized that the actual work of it was very tedious. It wasn't something that suited me. So anyway, but the analogy came up. So you're on this archaeological dig, and it's all shifting. And that's the purpose of this energy right now is it's working to shift you. So what's left is the core of you and your purpose and moving forward. And it's shifting all that stuff that still, you know, really doesn't need to be there, which beautifully ties into next month's theme of letting go. See, I must have tapped into that. And we'll talk about just aspects of letting go and what needs to go still. You know, we have spoken about old beliefs and constructs that are shifting. You know, let's just focus on within you. And we've spoken about language, you know, and really bringing them to the surface. That's what this energy is helping to do right now, is to help us clear that old stuff out and really get crystal clear on our purpose. And you might be saying, "May, I don't feel crystal clear on anything because it is Mercury retro." And of course, there's that. And I could share with you that we had such a moment this morning, this other mother and I trying to coordinate. And you would think that we were from different planets. It was such a simple thing. She lived 7 minutes away, not even, to pick up my child, to help me get her to the workshop. I was not aware that there was two locations at the workshop and that she had some other stuff. And it was just this who's on first moment. And finally, I just had to laugh and say, you know what, just stop, breathe. This is Mercury retro. It's so much confusion right now for such a simple thing. We're just going to stop talking. I'm bringing my child to you now. That was it. And that's what happened. And she was not familiar with Mercury retro. I said, I will explain it to you another time. I need to do some thinking. So anyway, there still is that sense of confusion and technology not working. Though I have to say, last week with this convergence, at least from my end, it all seemed to be flowing and working and going into, you know, virtual rooms. It was really, really interesting how you can shift people online all of a sudden. And, you know, so many things that are just whipping up and happening. Okay, but we've got Mercury retro. We're dead in the center of it right now. Be with us, this energy, until about July 12th. So, you know, how is that presenting in your world? You know, what's not shifting? What's not working? Where is there miscommunication? Where are you feeling out of alignment, perhaps? You know, because that's also what's happening, is that we're all realigning. And a beautiful time to bring in this phrase of the new normal. I wrote that in big, big words in my notebook to remind myself, please bring this in, because I keep on hearing this, that we're in this new normal. And I will share with you, if you're going to listen to anything, listen to this. We are not in a new normal at all. And if you recall last week, I said that we're on this threshold. It was almost like this cleaver went through the energy of the first part of the year until now. And we are standing in this threshold right now. We are not beyond the threshold yet, and we won't be until the latter part of the year, you know, July, once Mercury is done. Things will start shifting quicker, but we're not in anything to do with a beginning yet, because guess what? We need to create the beginning. You know, I know you might say to me, but May, I go outside and it's such a different world. And I say, okay, you know, yes, there's masks and yes, there's social distancing, which again is a phrase that didn't exist, right? Six months ago, not even. But there's still this sense of those are just things, right? Those are just things out there. It's not a change in a real mindset. You know, we're in this time of unfolding, unraveling. There it is, the unraveling of society and structures. And so when something unravels, it just doesn't weave itself back together, right? You've got this mess on the ground. That's kind of where we are today, is all these threads are on the ground. Things are coming to the light. All of these things that are not working or haven't worked that need to absolutely shift for this new era, it's all there in this pile on the ground. And we're stepping over it and going, all right, right. What thread do we want to pick up now? Where do we want to put this? So we are in this process, or the beginning, let me stress that, of the process of reweaving the fabrics into this new world. So this is by no means any kind of new beginning, because again, we haven't created it. We haven't created it yet. It's just an opening. And if I can find it, there was this great phrase I wrote. Oh my goodness, I have so many notes from last week. I was just like in school again. I love being in school. was this phrase that someone had shared that this isn't a breaking here. I found it. This isn't a breaking down. It's a breaking through. And I love that because it gives you a different connotation, right? With words, it's a different energy. So, you know, I still would put forth that it is unraveling, but it's not a breaking down. It's a breaking through to the new, to the next. So maybe sit with that and see how that feels for you, because I think it's more of an expansive phrase. And we will talk about that a bit more today when we're reframing the story. Remember last week we spoke about abundance and how you can create your own story, take it out of constriction, right? The heavier set of energy, and bring it out to expansion, which is why we're here. We're here to expand. We're not here to be sitting in that space of constriction, because there's no growth in that space. There's no anything in that space. Just constriction. So we want to get out there to that realm of the higher frequencies, to love, to gratitude, to abundance, all that great stuff. But that is a space of expansion. So as we are meandering through this new beginning, getting out of the portal and really putting steps down, concrete steps down to create this new world, we need to focus on that, on the sense of expansion, because that, again, is why we are here, that whole reason that we're here. See, you know the meaning of life, so that's it. You don't have to worry anymore. You don't have to study forever. The meaning of life is expansion. Well, like I said, we keep things simple in this space, so. But really sit with that for a little bit. Again, you might be feeling like a typical Mercury retro, things are not, moving forward. And that's okay. You know, it's okay right now. It still is a lighter energy. It is more dynamic what's happening. And what I'm finding is that lots of stuff is coming at us, because remember, this portal opened, and again, the sense of this energy coming at us, with the purpose of shifting, but it's also opening doorways, doorways to opportunities. I have been talking about for, I feel like, months now, that this is a time of reconnection to old souls, people that we've walked, have journeys with before. We are now reconnecting. And I know I have mentioned it sometime, that what I was seeing, a couple months ago, is that this is a time where all of these little pillars of light would connect and create, almost like a spider web around the planet, and then lift, all this light connecting. This is the key. It's connecting. Light-minded souls are connecting, raising their consciousness, putting out that positivity, doing what they're meant to do. And this light is rising, right? So think. Do you want to sit with that fear-based energy still, or do you want to be a part of this change? Because I'll tell you what, if you're living and breathing, you're a part of the change. It doesn't matter where you are in your awareness process. We're all part of this change, because we're on this home that we call planet Earth. We're all a part of it. That was a lot to get out there. That bit. So when we come back, I'm going to share with you just some of these main themes that came out of this convergence, because I think they're really relevant to today and really important. So I will share that with you in just a moment. All right.
Bringing a more conscious lifestyle to your world. Om Times Radio. IOM FM.
Ascending Hearts is no ordinary dating site, but a spiritual dating site with a purpose: to link you with your soulmate. We engineer the serendipity so you can trust that you will attune with someone that has the same matching vibration as you. Ascending Hearts, the conscious dating site for the spiritually aware. Try Ascending Hearts for free, ascendinghearts.com.
My name is Victor Furman. Some call me The Voice. I've always been fascinated with human nature, spirituality, science, and the crossroads at which they meet. Join me Wednesdays at 8 p.m. Eastern on Om Times Radio, and we'll explore these topics and so much more on Destination Unlimited.
A social distancing tip.
Putting distance between yourself and others is critical to slowing the spread of coronavirus. So here are ways to stay in contact. Without the physical contact part. Call, send a text, set up a video conference, post on social media, dedicate a song on the radio. If you have symptoms of fever, dry cough, and shortness of breath, call your healthcare provider before going to their office. For more info, visit coronavirus.gov.
Let's all do our part, because we're all hashtag alone together. Brought to you by the Ad Council.
And hello, hello, this is Maya Voce, your hosting guide to the Power of Five here on Om Times Radio. And I have a little dog that just really wants to be on my lap. No, he cannot come. Would you go down? Sylvester, my goodness. It's not a dog, it's a child or one or the other or a cat. No, they're outside somewhere anyway. So again, so much going on right now. But I really wanted to share with you some themes from this World Unity Week, which I just found so inspiring. But before I get to that, I want to mention that next week, which is a brand new month. Can you believe it is July already? Like, seriously, it's amazing to me that half this year is just flown by. Really? Okay. So maybe you feel the same. But next month, you know, brand new month, theme of letting go. And we're starting off with a beautiful guest. We have Mr. Mike Dam, who's coming on. It's July 7th, which is next Tuesday. He is a writer, a naturalist, a healer, and a coach, and he is committed to reframing the human story and igniting the power of wholeness within. And he has just put out a new book, From Suicidal to Superhuman, which I just love that title. And he'll be sharing information from his book and his journey with mental illness and suicide, and how he has gotten to the place he is right now. So he's just a really dynamic individual. We connected some time ago. We've had some really great chats, and I know he's really excited to be here next week, so hoping you can join us then. If you'd like to check out his website ahead of time, it is Mike, as you would spell, M-I-K-E, and his last name, D-A-Y-E-M.com. He's got some great stuff there, so he'll be joining us live next Tuesday. So thank you, Mike, ahead of time. So let's talk now about this World Unity Week, which, like I said, had no clue about it last Monday and then was brought to my attention as these things happen. And I would really encourage you in your place, in your wherever you are journeying, really pay attention to opportunities and things that come to you right now. Like I said, this is a time for reconnection of old souls. If you know, people you've walked and journeyed with before, we're reuniting to strengthen the light, get that out there, and to each of us to stand up really for our own purpose right now. And if you are here, like I said, living and breathing, you are part of this transformational process. And I have some tips for you coming up. Homework. You always know that there's some homework here that I can offer so that you can, you know, kind of ground your thoughts. You know, there were so many just inspiring people last week that really were so clear about their purpose. And that sometimes can be overwhelming, right? You hear this person who's doing so much and created X, Y, and Z, and you sit there in your place and you go, okay, well, that's a different kind of person than me. I'm not doing that. And what I'd say to you is, we are all beings of light. We are all here for our unique purpose. So your purpose might not be to create 10 companies and, you know, go forward, but that's okay. We need to stop comparing ourselves to everyone else. You are here for your own unique light, your own unique purpose. So sit with what that may be. And as I said, if you're living and breathing, you are a part of this amazing time that we find ourselves in, this time of transformation. Like, we've seen the change, right? We've seen things shift. Now we need to recreate and rebuild. And jumping to it, that was one of the themes, and something I feel strongly about, connecting strongly, is that as we rebuild, we can't do it on a crumbling and rotten foundation. You know, let's imagine that a foundation has, you know, is ripped open, and we're seeing what really has come to the light that we need to look at and observe and say, not working, throw it out, need to change that, right? So we need to really think about structures from a very new standpoint. So I'm going to table that because that was like a whole day right there. And I really could go off on that whole topic of, you know, what rut specifically needs to shift. But we're going to just leave it in that little kernel because it's a huge thing. But there were common themes that popped up. And I always love to be a little fly on the wall and just listen for words, because the words that are repeated really give us access to the universal consciousness, right? This fabric of energy that we're all entwined in, you know, is feeding all of us. So we hear these words repeated and I go, okay, there's a theme, there's a theme. And now I'm going to share them with you. So a couple of the dominant themes of the week, and it's no stranger to what we've been talking about, but that choice, oh my goodness, the word choice. And there was a couple people that were putting forth their books, and even their books had the word choice in it. So, you know, we have this universal theme now of choice, that each of us right now, every moment of every day has a choice, right? And in this space here with myself, and all of you beautiful people, we talk about choosing, you know, words that are expansive, words that uplift your energy, you know, shifting and aligning your energy to be in that space of love, gratitude, abundance, being in that those are choices, you know, that we make. You know, every word, every thought, every deed, everything you do on this planet, you know, has a footprint, everything. And I know that can be overwhelming. I've led workshops and people are like, ooh, but that is a bit overwhelming, but it is true. And that's one of the key fabrics of the Be Kind Revolution, the nonprofit that I started after the passing of my partner. So the BeKindRevolution.life. The number one things is that we join what I call the 100% club. And you take 100% responsibility for your thoughts, words, deeds. And this theme came up so many times during this convergence. And I thought it was really interesting. So I'm not the only one picking up on this. But then they expanded on it to say, you know, there's a sense of overwhelming urgency of the shifts that need to happen. You know, there's a lot of talk about climate change, environment, you know, reconnecting to Mother Earth, reconnecting to our waterways, which was last Wednesday, I believe it was the 25th, was World Unity Water Day, which I participated in and offered a blessing to water towards the end of the day for the ceremony, closing ceremonies. But now there's this a refocus, but a really intense intention. that's not a good combination. But a focus on water, you know, and reconnecting us to the sacred nature of water. And so that was one of the themes that came up. But there's a sense of urgency, is that we can't leave these things in the hands of, you know, other people at this point and say, you know, in 50 years time or 100 years time, we're going to strive to make this change. There was this, you know, global understanding that it had to happen now, and it had to happen with us. This is not something that, you know, as we rebuild this new society, which again, we're all doing and all a part of. If you're breathing, you are a part of it in your own unique and beautiful way. Okay. You don't get to sit on the couch and go, okay, they're going to do it. No. And that was another theme, that everyone is a part of this. One of the sessions, Ambassador Chowdhury came on, and I just was glued in listening to this, such a dynamic speaker, an individual, his experiences with the UN, but he had some thoughts I'd like to share. And this is a quote. He said, everybody, I should not be the focus of daily life anymore. We really should be stepping up from a place of we are all together, right? Because this was World Unity Week. So we were all talking about the theme of unity and how can we get to the sense of being united, the sense of oneness. So he offered, he said, you know, I, again, you, me, all of us, we should not be thinking that I am the focus of daily life, but yet what can I do to be a part of this change? You know, what can I do to be a part of this transformation? And again, you might think that's really overwhelming because, you know, the planet is a big place, but we can each make these little decisions, you know, little choices, again, going back to that theme. You know, the things that you buy every day, the things you throw out. And I wanted to share this. This popped up into my head today, speaking of the things that you throw out. So years ago in Australia at the Goddess Conference Australia, there was a speaker the keynote speaker. And she was a very dynamic speaker and really shook up the audience. I'll just put it that way. She just had a very clear cut opinion about stuff, and it was, you know, this is why she was there. But I bring her up because I want to share something that really stuck in my mind. She was talking about consuming, you know, we have a materialistic society, and she said, you know, when you have something you want to throw out, what do you do with it? And everyone said, well, you throw it in the bin, throw it in the garbage can, and then you wait until it's garbage day, right? Which, of course, here in Volcano, doesn't exist. We don't have garbage day. But she says, normally you put something in the garbage bin, you put it outside, and then where does it go? And a woman said, it goes away. And I will never forget this. She paused, and she looked at the woman, and she said, where is away? And it just struck me. Where is away? We don't really think about it, right? When that garbage truck comes up and takes away our garbage and stuff we've put in there, it just goes away. But the reality is, it doesn't just go away. It goes away from our vision, right? But it doesn't. It has a whole new life, right? It goes to landfill and you know, we won't go into all of that, but it doesn't just go away. And this is, I think, inherent of the philosophy we need to change, that things just don't go away. You know, they something happens to them. You know, when we throw out the plastic, you know, it goes somewhere. And we're seeing now, of course, all of this, the films, the just heart-wrenching films of all of the plastic in the oceans and harming wildlife. So what we do has a footprint. What we do has a consequence. We have to stop this mentality that because we can't see it, it's all good and fine and dandy. Because we can see out there in the world, it's not all good and fine and dandy. So that was one of the big themes from this, is how do we inspire people? Again, if you're living, breathing right now, you're part of all of this is change. How do we inspire people to understand that? And of course, that's a big question. It's a sense of taking responsibility that we are all here in this place, you know, as one, you know, on this global planet that we call our home. Something happens to our home, then it happens to all of us. So it is time to step up. So that was one of the big themes. And again, the sense of urgency that it's not something we can look at 50 years down the road. It really needs to happen now. And as we've had this global pause, haven't we? With this pandemic, that it's created this wave, this pause. This is the time. You know, there isn't another time. This is really, listen, this is the time. Just, this is, it's now. Now. And I mean, when I say now, I don't mean even tomorrow. I mean, think of your choices today. You know, what energy are you putting out there? Are you sitting in that fear still and sending that fear out there? Are you, you know, just thinking, yeah, it goes away, the plastics you throw out? What are the choices that you're making? You know, you can make a shift right now. It's that easy. So we have to get past that it's something that we think about later. You know, because later is an assumption that we have a later. We really need to focus on now. So those were two big themes. And the other thing was that, and here, this should sound really familiar, is that we are energy beings living in an energetic world. Of course, that's energy 101 here on Power of Five, right? That we are energy beings. Every single person, I'm going to take a bet right now, because everyone I interacted with and all of the workshops I sat in, everyone came from that viewpoint that we are energy. And so and knowing that, you know, you make those shifts. And that's everything we talk about here, is guiding you to make those shifts so that you can empower yourselves and be a part of this transformational process that's happening right now. So it was so lovely to hear that. Didn't have to convince anyone. Everyone came to the table with that idea that we are energy, living in this energetic world, in a very real, living, breathing, conscious planet that we need to reconnect to. And I should mention, that's a perfect little segue, is something that spun out of this World Unity Week, which of course is finished right now, but we're moving ahead. Lots of stuff happening. There is Earth Summit weekend, so July 4th, which is this Saturday, I do believe. There's Earth Summit weekend, And I will be presenting 9 a.m. And it will be live stream on bekindrevolution.life, my website. So it will be on the Facebook. We're doing a live stream at 9 about reconnecting to the sacred, about reconnecting to nature, reconnecting to your heart wisdom by listening and connecting to the wisdom of nature. So I'm not sure how that will evolve yet. It'll be lots of talking, but I'd like to bring in a bit of ceremony, meditation. So 9 o'clock Hawaii time, and I'll put that up on my Facebook and hoping you can join me then. But the other thing that's coming up the pipeline is in September, yes, jumping ahead to September 19th to 21st, is International Peace Weekend. So I will be thinking how Be Kind Revolution can be part of this beautiful weekend. It's a global event, and you can see what they have, a little sneak peek on their peaceweekend.com website. But really, I would like to be a part of that and bring Be Kind Revolution to be a part of that and doing something active. So if you're hearing this message and hearing these words and you're on the Big Island and would love to collaborate, let me know, because we'll be looking for other nonprofits, other groups, individuals. Whoever presents themselves is the right person, and seeing how we can build something together for this event. And yes, don't know what that will be yet, but of course, got lots of ideas. Hoping to collaborate with some other beautiful people out there. So that's coming up. So much has spun off of this dynamic platform. And again, part and parcel of the energy that's out there now is bringing souls together, realigning like-minded people so that we can build this light. That's the bigger picture of what's going on. And it just was really, really, really dynamic and inspiring. And many blessings and thank you to my little one who'd go, "Are you still on Zoom?" Like, yes, this is very important to mommy and to us and to the world. And so you're just going to have to play for a little bit. It just does happen sometimes. So I know she's not here, but I'll give her a special hug later, or, you know, get some ice cream, her favorite. I just could go off on another story there, but not going to go there because we discovered last night that she bought ice cream. I will go there. She bought ice cream with chocolate and caramel and all these different flavors. And then she said, "Do you know what, mommy? I really just like vanilla." And I said, "Well, why don't we just buy vanilla next time and get some topping?" She's like, "Yeah, that would be a better idea." No, she's 11. So, you know, out of the words of mouths of babes, it just cracks you up and keeps you young and innocent, right? So we haven't talked about abundance at all really today, but guess what? We've got some time coming up. So we'll be back in a moment and we'll recap our theme of abundance.
Conscious connection to a more mindful world. Om Times Radio, IOM FM. Being a radio host on IOM FM allows you to build your show on a rich platform with the power of the internet to fulfill your outreach goals and connect with a very specialized and global online audience, unlimited by time and distance. Om Times Radio will provide you with web relevance, a recognizable conscious brand, and with the standard of excellence that has accompanied every single Om Times endeavor. Host your show with Om Times Radio Network.
Hello, I'm Sandy Sedgbeer, host of Om Times Magazine's flagship radio show, What Is Going On? My passion is sifting through information, research, and innovations from New Thought teachers, speakers, and researchers pushing back the boundaries of what we know about life, energy, metaphysics, and the universe. I love shifting perceptions about who we are, why we're here, and how quickly impossible becomes normal when we open our minds, expand our awareness, and accept that the only limits that exist are those we place upon ourselves. So if you're the kind of forward-thinking, eager investigator of what lies beyond the current reality that most perceive, why not make a date to come play with me in the field of possibilities at 4 p.m. Pacific Time, 7 p.m. Eastern Time every Thursday, and together we can discover what's really going on.
In a world that has suddenly turned dark and unfamiliar, there is one light that will never go out. Allow the light of kindness and compassion to guide you. With kindness, we can all create a better tomorrow. The Be Kind Revolution, shining the light of kindness and compassion within. www.bekindrevolution.life. Become a kindness crusader today, because everyone deserves a little kindness.
And hello again, this is Maya Voce, your host and guide to the Power of Five here on Om Times Radio. And there's just so much going on, like I said, considering just changing the name of the show, there's so much going on. No, Power of Five, transformation, we need to keep it the transformation. But just, you know, there's Mercury Retro we've got right now, which is really, you know, shifting things into a new gear. Let's leave it at that. And there's so many other layers of energy that it's not feeling like a typical Mercury where it's just sitting still. But of course, energy has a purpose. And what's happened is there's just so many things popping up out there, and just so many things out there. And as I've been sharing, I took part in an 8-day online convergence last week for World Unity Week, which was just really inspiring, I have to say. So many like-minded individuals with positive mindsets. And when you align that energy and that positivity, it just grows and grows, doesn't it? So the pillars of light around the world are really coming together, you know, and raising the vibration of the planet. It's all happening. It is. But you, my dear, lovely friend, you too are part of this process. Again, if you're living, breathing, seeing whatever, if you're standing here on this planet right now and breathing, you are part of this. And no matter what form that takes, you know, don't be intimidated by other people's strong light because they come here knowing exactly what they're doing. 99% of the people don't know exactly what they're doing. It's taken me 50 years to even have a clue about what I'm doing with all of these unique gifts and kind of putting them together. But this convergence for me, it was connection, you know, connection with like-minded people. But again, you too, you have choices. You can make conscious choices with your thoughts, with your words in your mind, you know, discarding these old beliefs, these old constructs. Let's get rid of them, that sense of unworthiness. And we've been talking about that all month in this month of abundance that now draws to a close. Doesn't mean abundance draws to a close, okay? It just means we'll be moving on to letting go next month. And whatever else evolves, because I have a feeling there's going to be lots that pop up. If you heard me say last week, couple weeks, you know, right now we're in this, it's like the universe has got us in a slingshot and it's pulling back. You can feel that tenseness, that energy. And come mid-July, when Mercury is done with the retro, boom, it's going to shoot forward and go into August and throughout the rest of the year. This whole year is just such a huge year of transformation. I'm not even going to touch on 2021. I can't even fathom that. Sometimes I can't even fathom getting from, you know, 8 a.m. to 8 p.m. And I know there's many of you out there with me in that space. But this whole year is just such a dynamic change and transformation. And you, all of you, my lovely friends, are part of this. So, you know, if you're saying it's overwhelming, I don't know, no, I'm not, here's some suggestions, okay? And Be Kind Revolution, this is something that will be part of our number one initiatives and bring awareness to the food that we eat. You know, it's enough now that we support companies that have pesticides and throwing those pesticides into the earth and of course, into us, these poisons and toxins. We can make conscious choices, you know, we can support. And it's such an amazing increase of people who are right now supporting local farmers and getting food that is fresh and free of toxins. So that's something that you can do today, you know, to make a more conscious choice. And to ensure that your footprint into the world is one that's positive and the one that's helping, and one's being a part of that process of unity. So that's certainly something that you can do. And of course, from an energetic standpoint, you know, what are those words in your head? And we've been talking about this month, are you in that place of I can't, you know, or it's too hard, or life's a struggle? Throw those things out, write them on a piece of paper and burn them. You've got the full moon coming up this weekend, as a matter of fact, on July 4th. Full moon fireworks. Oh, that's going to be great. or there isn't any fireworks, is there, anywhere this year? But anyway, write that phrase down. You know, life is a struggle. Life is hard. Write it. Burn it in a safe place, please, safe. And just let it go. We don't need that idea anymore, right? We are all beings of light. We are all beings of light that come here for our own unique purpose, whatever that is. You know, you're probably the only one that truly has an idea what that is. So you know what your purpose is deep down, and express that to the world right now. So we don't need those things anymore, those outdated constructs. And the world doesn't need them anymore as we begin this new shift and this new time of transformation and rebuilding. So let's get rid of those, okay? Let's just toss them aside. We don't need them anymore. We all are standing here in our own authenticity and our own uniqueness, like I said. So each of you is a part of this transformation in your own unique way. And here we go. It's kind of the theme. And that actually, I think I heard that, I don't know how many times last week in this convergent, like, here we are, you know, here we are. And here we go. Let's rebuild. Let's all come together now. We can do this. We can. We have the tools somewhere between us, all of us, as we come together to rebuild this really amazing new society. So let's get going. That was the theme. Let's get going. And as I was saying, that sense of urgency that we can't wait 50 more years, 100 years. It really needs to start today. So bringing it back to energy and our theme this month, of course, of abundance. Are you sitting in this constrictive energy, right? Or can you move that to expansion? And we did talk about last week about shifting your story, recreating your story. You know, instead of spinning a daily story of negativity to your poor partner or friend or dog or whoever it is that you greet at the end of the day, how can you twist that story to be in a place of expansion? You know, we said that, for example, if you go every day to a place to work and you're not really keen on that place, well, how can you make it positive? You know, maybe you can view it as it's a stepping stone to something better. You know, for example, my analogy camp is not open today. Apparently not coming up with something. But how can you twist it to have this perspective of expansion? Because that's where growth occurs. Growth is not occurring in that place of constriction. That's where that's ruled by fear down there. So you want to get out of that and leave that behind and get into this place of expansion. So retell your story. Retell it in that space. I did a workshop once and I started out, of course, we all know the glass is half empty, glass is half full, right? And of course, we would like to be in that place of half full. But what I said at the beginning of this workshop is, I don't want a glass. I don't want a glass because if you have a glass, you're containing me. I don't care if it's half empty, half full. I don't want the darn glass. I just want the universe out there. I want unlimited potential. And I really want you to sit with that as we move into this new, into the new. And I'm just leaving it at that, the new, because we don't know what the new is yet. Break through the glass. You know, I'd say, I don't want a glass at all. I want unlimited potential. You know, I want the whole ocean that's there before me, because there is unlimited potential in the universe. And you have access to that unlimited potential as well as the unlimited abundance. But you've got to be in that mindset and you've got to have your energy in alignment so you can access it. And that ain't happening in that place of constriction. So you want to rise up, right, to access that, those higher vibrations, higher, lighter, faster vibrations, you know, send out that frequency so that the universe is responding. So, yes. all of that. So we've been talking all about this year. So not this year, just this month. See, I'm rushing the whole year ahead. But let's get back to just June, you know, this month of abundance. Is shifting the story and shifting the mindset so that we can begin in this place of the new. It's all happening. It really is. And you are part of the process. That's something I really, really want to, you know, to hammer home here is that each and every one of us, every choice you make, and that is your thoughts, your words, your actions, everything you choose has an effect, has a consequence. And if you're in that place of me, me, me still, then that's not a good place to be. You know, we're here together. That's what this whole last week was about, World Unity Week, about uniting the world and being in that space of oneness. And again, Ambassador Chowdhury, who had offered a talk, he was part of a bigger talk. He had such pearls of wisdom, you know, saying, you, our beautiful language, English, I should not be the focus of your daily life. You know, we should be sitting there and thinking, how can I make this world better? What can I do with my choices that has a different consequence, has that expansive consequence? And he said another key word. Here's my quotes page I'll share with you. He said, there's no more business as usual. And so bringing it back to the beginning of our hour today, when we're saying that, you know, we're in this new normal. No, we're not. No, we're not. And I think if there's one thing today I'd like to leave you with, it's this sense that this is not the new normal. Just because some people have some masks on and social distancing, yes, there has been change. I am not undermining the amount of change out there, but we're not in the new space yet. And so he made a really big point of saying that that's no more business as usual. We need to be in this different mindset. In fact, he even mentioned that we have to change our mindset. We can't go back, and this is a direct quote, he said, can't go back to what we knew. You know, the old that existed even 3 months ago, goodness, 4 months ago. We're in this space now of changing our mindset. And he said this is a huge opportunity for self-transformation, for transforming the world now that we've gotten through this little, this pause, as they were calling it, a global pause. We can weave the fabrics of kindness and compassion. We talk about that a lot into this new society. And he brought in, we can weave the fabric of oneness, of unity. And he did bring compassion into that as well. Another really interesting thing I'd like to leave you with, is he said, our focus really coming into this new age should be children. And he relayed a very interesting fact I didn't know. He said, by the age of 5, a child's value core set is already set. So if a child has a propensity to violence or being a bully or some of these elements, by 5, it's set. Now, this is a quote. I thought this is very interesting. You know, how can we bring this into our school system to bring these aspects of compassion, kindness? And he said his main mindset would be, let's focus on the children, you know, going through. So again, I have a child, so very much on my mindset. How can I teach her? You know, she's in a very, very interesting time, right? Yes, well, we all are, but the little ones, you know, pulled away from school, pulled away from their friends, and school starting in August, but who knows what that's going to look like, right? Who knows? It's not going to be business as usual, as the ambassador had said. So, yes, so many things to think about. As my little dog, sorry, just finally jumped into my lap. He's had enough with sitting on the ground and there's fur going everywhere. If I pet him, he purrs my dog into the mic. But anyway, so all right, focus, Maya, focus on energy right now. So it was an inspiring week. This Saturday, as I mentioned, 9 a.m. Hawaii time, I will be offering a presentation live stream on Be Kind Facebook. And the username for Be Kind is Be Kind for Pete's Sake, which was my husband's name and motivation to begin this nonprofit. But it'll be 9 o'clock on live stream, and I'll put that on our Facebook here at Mia Five Voce, talking about the sacred and reconnecting to the land, reconnecting to the waterways, reconnecting to our own wisdom. So I hope you join me then. And I will stick it up on YouTube after, if that's too early for you or not convenient. guess you could say that. And just a reminder, of course, next week on July 7th, we have a beautiful guest, Mike Dam, who is here talking about his new book, From Suicidal to Superhuman, which I think is just an awesome title, in his journey with mental illness and suicide. And how he has gotten to where he is today, working as a life coach and a naturalist. Talking to Mike, he actually has spent some time here on the Big Island helping to build homes, he was saying. So he's just a really dynamic, interesting person, and I hope you'll join us here next Tuesday, July 7th. So we're ending the month. So with that, take a breath. Really need to remind ourselves to breathe in this time. You know, there is just so much going on, and we're being bombarded by just change. And years ago, I remember starting to say, you know, we humans, we're here in this world that is dynamic and changes, but we don't do change well. So this really is a time to be kind to yourselves. Take a breather. You know, get out into nature if you can, and just breathe and remind yourself that it's okay to be overwhelmed. And that is part of this energy right now, is that it can feel very overwhelming because there is just so much change, you know. And then you have someone like me saying, no, it's not going back to normal, which might not be the best thing that you want to hear either. I know, because we all just are striving and looking for this a sense of commonality, right? Of something that we knew. So do breathe, do take care of yourselves, and remember, from my heart to yours, we are all one. So many blessings for a beautiful week. All right, bye-bye now.